A Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, we learned last week about the new mayor of Cooperstown, and this week we're going to take a look at the outgoing mayor.
Yes, sir. Our retiring mayor of 6 years, Jeff Katz, is leaving office this Sunday, the last day of the month. In many ways, he was transformative. Raised on Long Island, a Mets fan, he always loved Cooperstown. Going to college at SUNY Binghamton in the early 80s, he'd often scoot up here, particularly in the off-season, where some days he'd be almost the only person in the Hall of Fame, which of course is very cool for a fan. He was a floor trader in Chicago and was successful enough to retire at 41. He immediately packed up wife Karen, she was from Niskayuna, and their three boys and moved to Cooperstown in 2003. 2 years later, he was on the village board, and for the past 6 years, he's been mayor, and he's loved it. He soon concluded correctly that Cooperstown was broke. A village of 900 homes was trying to sustain the infrastructure for a 500,000 tourists a year. Even as trustee, he pushed for creating paid parking during the summer season. It was very controversial. It split the village, but by 2013, he had accomplished it. Soon, paid parking was generating $400,000 a year, mostly paid by tourists from far away. Katz also discovered there's a lot of affection for Cooperstown everywhere. State and federal agencies, he found, were delighted to give grants to Cooperstown as long as they could be assured of local follow-through, which a ramped-up village hall was able to ensure. In all, an extra $10 million came in during the Katz years. With this money, village crews repaved or rebuilt every major street. Main Street was completely upgraded. New paving, sidewalks, streetlights, benches. The historic village hall, likewise, has been completely redone, and the upper-story ballroom restored for community space. Katz is also a baseball writer. His latest book, Split Season, is about the strike of 1981, and the office of Cooperstown Village Mayor gave him a national platform to talk about the village he loved, appearing on national TV with some regularity, where he always gave his adopted hometown a plug. He was at the World Series in Cleveland, and his presence was hailed by the announcer. Nice publicity, and Jeff loved it. Katz made it explicit in the exit interview he gave us this week. Cooperstown is a national and international draw, and from Cooperstown, visitors can spin off to any number of attractions. The Hall of Fame was featured in many I Love New York ads during Katz's tenure, and many additional grants have been forthcoming to help the hall itself promote itself. Katz was a player in all of this, and he got to know the personalities he needed to know in Albany and what doors to knock on. Even though he's stepping down, he has a pretty good idea where things are going. He expects a number of small housing projects to be built in the next couple of years, probably with some state help. And he added, around the country, people are trying to create what we have, healthcare, a walkable village, good restaurants, natural beauty. There's going to be a celebratory reception for him Sunday, April 8th.
Talking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.